Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gold for dictating an endoscopy report on Alicia Stanley, date of birth 10/25/1988, date of procedure January 31st, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Gold for due. Referring physicians, Dr. Nirmala Jacob. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is iron deficiency anemia. Description, procedure informed consent was obtained. Period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, well explained to the patient. Period, patient's breath and endoscopy seat placed in left lateral position. Today is for anesthesia services, monitoring your anesthesia care. Period, I will lubricate a limb to your gastric opus, introducing to the esophagus, and advance into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period, careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum stomach, G-junction, esophagus. Period, retroflex view is obtained at the cardio. Period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period, the patient is then turned around in left lateral position. Period, digital rectal exam is normal. Period, well lubricated Olympus video. Colonoscope is introduced into the rectum, advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice. Ileocecal valve and confluence of the folds. Period, the terminal ileum was also intubated and evaluated. Period, careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, rectum. Period, retroflex view is obtained at the rectum. Period, Boston Bell prep score was 6,2-2-2, graded as a fair prep. Period, the patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the posterior, there was prominent tissue at the posterior oropharynx, comma, with evidence of erosions. Next line, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line was irregular at 39 centimeters from the bite block, comma. There was one tongue of salmon-colored mucosa that measured greater than 1 centimeter in length, comma. Biopsies were obtained per the Seattle Protocol in all four quadrants to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was evidence of a very J-shaped stomach. Next line, there was patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the anterior and body for histology. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, Boston Bowel Prep score was 6,2-2-2. There is a fair prep. Next line, the terminal ileum last 5 centimeters was unremarkable. Next line, there was a diminutive sessile sigmoid colon polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, the colon was overall very spastic. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids and hypertrophied anal papillae noted on retroflexion. Next line, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend ENT evaluation for the posterior oropharyngeal prominent tissue and erosions. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 5 years pending path. Next line, given the significant iron deficiency anemia, would recommend pill cam evaluation. Next line, limit NSAIDs as much as possible. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.